Hello, this week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Molly. What are the differences between register, sign in, and login? Thanks, Kwame, Molly. Dear Kwame, thank you for writing to us with your question. These words and phrases are all common when we use the Internet. Sometimes you can use them when discussing activities that do not require a computer. Let's look at some of the similarities and differences. Let us begin with the phrasal verb log in. This expression means to gain permission to use a computer system. Logging in usually requires a username and password. When a user logs in, the computer system keeps a record or log of that user's session on the system. We can also use the single word login as a noun to describe such a session on a computer. We can use the phrasal verb sign in the same way as login. But unlike login, sign in is common outside of the computer world. As part of security measures in an office building or school, you may have to provide information about yourself before you enter. That could mean writing your name or signing your name on a paper or showing an identity card. This creates a record of visitors to a place. Finally, the verb register means to provide information about yourself the first time you use a computer program or attend an event. You often need to register before you can sign in or log in to a service. Another phrase we use for register is sign up. Here is an example. I recently signed up for a birdwatching class. Registering for something sometimes involves paying money, while signing in or logging in to something usually does not require a payment. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Jill Robbins.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。